Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Mile High Club. I'm Jasmine, your host for the evening, and with me, my co-pilot, King. King, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, good evening. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good, I'm good. Finally getting back into the swing of things, down here at body altitudes, teaching classes and hitting the heavy bag and whatnot.
We're happy to have you back, that's for sure. So this is a very special show. Unlike any other, this is a two-part show, and we're welcoming back our guest, Tony. So, Tony, are you with us?
I am. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
How about yourself?
I'm good.
Good. So, Tony, we're bringing you back to talk about your erotic touch massage with King that took place just a few days ago. And we had the pleasure of giving our listeners a little in on our perspective of what erotic touch massages are, but we thought it would be much better for them to hear directly from a source, that being you. So are you ready for me to just jump in? I'm nosy. I want to know. I want to know everything.
You know, we can jump right into it. And hi, King.
Good evening, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to hear your voice again.
Likewise. Well, Jasmine?
Okay, I'm here. I feel like I'm a fly on the wall. But people want to know. So let me, before we start, just like everything else, any limits?
No limits.
For me, no limits for me.
Okay. All right. So, Tony, let me just go ahead and put you on the spot. In one sentence, can you describe your erotic touch experience?
Oh, one sentence? Wow.
Yeah, no run-ons either.
I don't know if I can't stick to that. I got to do a run-on. I mean, come on.
All right,
but, you know what?
I'll give you some semicolons.
All right, no problem. I got you. No problem. It was like... it was your favorite dessert, that first bite, over and over and over again. Now, I don't even know how I'm going.
I like that. That sounded really nice.
It did.
Yeah.
I'm smiling from ear to ear.
Yeah, me too.
So you're still smiling. That's good.
Yeah.
Now, King has a line in one of his songs. You know, I'm not really good with this rap thing, but it's like, I'll leave a wet smile on all four of your lips. Did I get it right, King?
He got
it
right. I mean, I can answer King.
Yeah, it was pretty accurate. So it met your expectations.
I think it exceeded my expectations.
I want to know, first of all, what package did you get? So, and before you answer that, the entire erotic touch massage menu, it's on the website. So if you want to know what she had to choose from, well, you probably heard in part one. But check it out on the website, the entire menu. So what did you choose?
I chose the, I mean, you know, initially I chose one package, but King kind of convinced me to pick the Climax package. And you know what? I think that was a really good choice.
Okay. Did we meet goals?
I didn't have a goal when I walked in. I pretty much walked in like, you know, let's just see what this is. I mean, I think like any other woman, you know, you kind of like teeter around it, and you don't know what you don't quite know what it is, but it looks damn yummy, and you want to taste it, but you don't know if it's okay. And that's kind of where I was when I walked in, and you know, it was so dark with candles, and it was like so relaxing, and it kind of put me at ease when I walked in. So
it was a good ambiance set.
It was great ambiance.
Okay, King. So just so our listeners know, you know, about the different locations and things, you want to kind of share all the different places that a massage can be had?
Yes, absolutely. I can come to you or any location of your choice. Hotel. I've actually given massages in all kinds of locations. I'm trying to think of some of the crazy places that we set up. Massage on the beach, massage poolside, in a park. What were you about to say?
Oh no, I was thinking of that time that we had the kitchen. We had to choose between the massage and the kitchen or the pole. I think the pole won in the kitchen. I can't remember.
The warehouse I thought was one of my favorite locations in San Diego. Because I just had so much open space, but then just made it so that the table was the focus. So whoever was on that table, it was like seriously like an altar. So, you know, also I do have a location in New Jersey when I'm back up north and in the East Coast. But really there's no limitations to it. If you can imagine being massaged there, then that's where I'll massage you.
Okay. So the ambiance was right. You went all the way in with the climax. And so when I was asking about what the goal was, if we met goal, now the goal of climax is the climax. So did King meet goal?
A few times.
Ah!
Oh, Jasmine.
I need to interview everyone.
Oh, Jasmine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, it surprised me too. I mean, I was there like, whoa. Like I said, you walk in like, whoa, like, what's going on? But then when you taste it, it's like, why not? Like, why wasn't I eating this before? Like,
good.
This is amazing. Good. Yeah.
You deserve it, and you felt like you did. So that's wonderful.
Oh, yeah, I definitely felt like I deserved it.
So with the climax package, just so you know, our listeners are following along, the client is allowed to choose from any of our elevation products, so any of our adult toys, which King and I both blog about, so we are very familiar with them. And they get to incorporate that into their massage. So has your adult toy taken on a whole new persona now that you've had this erotic touch massage to kind of give you something to reminisce about? Have you used it since then?
Yeah, I think I wore it out. I think I killed it.
We got to send her some batteries.
Like that night. it just got kind of crazy. you get that moment. It's just like you're sitting, you're minding your business, and then all of a sudden, your mind goes back to it, and you bite your bottom lip, and it's like, okay, I need to take five. You know, like that's just my take on it.
Nice. So now, you know, you talked about how we as women, you know, we kind of teeter around things, and then once we actually do something good for ourselves, nice for ourselves, something that we deserve, we wonder, you know, why haven't we been doing this before? So did you learn, did you take anything personally, any insight about yourself, any of your own personal likes or dislikes that came away from your experience? Because ultimately, all of our services are about empowering women, couples, you know, men, women, with their sensual, sexual, intimate side. So did any of those things come, not necessarily during the massage, but since you've had the massage come up for you?
Intermediate, actually. It was like, I'm always in charge, and for someone else to be in charge, even that is empowering. Even just letting go, being able to let go and let someone else do the work for you, it's that in itself is like a big boost. Like I was good for the entire week after. Like, you know, you come out with a different perception. You come out like, okay, well, if I can do this, I can do anything. It just breaks down a lot of my barriers that I had mentally. And, you know, I can do that again and break down even more barriers.
Absolutely.
Only available to break down all of your barriers.
I'm sure.
All barriers. So let me ask you, was there a favorite part about the massage that stood out? Probably the whole experience was great, but was there anything that you were like, wow, I really like that?
I mean, can I be blunt? I mean, is there something that I can't say?
No, this is the Mile High Club, baby. Whatever you want.
I mean, I think my favorite part was when King put his very, 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 very beautiful and large penis on my neck. And I felt the weight.
Oh.
And I said, yup, that's a man. I was, as I said, you know, in the first part, sold. You know, and it wasn't like it had to be about sex per se, because that's not what it's about. It's a massage. And it was just a part of that whole sensual moment. And it was just, I mean, that's my fetish. I love that. That's what I like. So, you know, for me, it was more empowering. It was like, okay, you're giving me what I want. And that makes me feel good.
Good. So I have to ask, did he like, and King, you know, pardon us, this is what we do.
Do what you gotta do.
Do what we gotta do. We gotta get the show. Did he like slide it on your neck? Did he like lay it on your neck? Did he like full body press?
I think all of the above. I mean, you know, at that point I was like just so happy that this was happening that I mean, he could have put it down my throat and it would have been okay. I mean, you know,
That's another package, Tony.
Hey, I know, you know. That's an upgrade. That's okay.
This is great. And I have to tell you, the voyeur in me is very happy right now.
You know what? I think next time, you know, if it's possible, I like to record it.
King, is that possible?
The exhibitionist in me just got completely aroused when she said that.
I mean, everybody on the phone is.
This was a video radio show, they definitely would see me growing right now, you know.
Very nice. We could all sit around and watch it. I mean, you know. All right.
Yes, we could. Everybody right now is getting their needs met on this show. So a part of everything that we offer is definitely about empowering. So you got to make some requests and they were incorporated in there. And we also asked, like I did. We also asked our clients to get out of their comfort zone and try something, whether you think you might like it or not. And, you know, you always have the option of saying, you know, no thank you, or maybe I was a little too ambitious, or it looked nice on film, but that doesn't work for me. Was there anything that you were a little uncomfortable with, or was maybe your least favorite, something that you would leave out next time around?
Yeah, I think I would definitely, you know what, I didn't realize how much control I really had over certain things like working war or lack of. And
okay.
I was so focused on the massage that I was only thinking about what he could be wearing versus the lack of. That's something that I'd like to change. I'd like to rewind and have him completely naked. Because why
not? Okay, from start to finish?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like why not? He's so beautiful.
Thank you.
You should definitely be able to make that request. So, King, do some of your clients, like, what is the ratio of women that like you to wear something in particular or that like you to be naked? What is that usually like?
I do often get requests of what to wear, what not to wear. I think the last time that I got a request to be totally nude, it was actually a couple, and the husband had paid me to massage his wife, and they wanted me to come, like, you know, dance and strip and then do the massage naked. That's probably the only other time that I've had a request to start off with the massage naked. Usually it's requested to peel off layers during the time. And then I do get a lot of requests for, you know, different kinds of underwear, anything from boxer briefs to jock straps and more elaborate things like that. And then when it's role play, I do get, could you wear a suit? Could you wear Tim's? Could you wear fitted hat? Whatever, you know, it definitely, I like it though, because I like to be exactly what my client wants me to be, because I know once she feels my hands and everything moves on from there, it's going to turn into something that she didn't even fully imagine yet.
Nice. So now I'm thinking, I'm like, who would my preference be? But I'm kind of like Tony. I just want to admire. I want to admire the whole
yeah.
Everything. Yeah. And I, you know what, I'm a skin. I think you and I have some things in common. Like, I love skin, nice, smooth skin. King, you have beautiful skin. And I like body press. So things like
yeah.
Like you describing him putting his manhood on your neck. I'm like, oh, was it warm?
It was
and heavy.
Warm.
Yes.
And very heavy. Yes.
This is
good. Yeah, I'll fix that toy again. We'll
plot
another
whole
toy.
Oh, boy. Nice. So, King, we gotta get moving on that mold of yours so we can, you know, us ladies can be walking around wherever you are with King on your neck.
Yeah, nah, that would be... that should be a nice move. We need to get in touch with the agency about that one.
So I have a few more questions. I know we're getting close to time, but I cannot let you off the phone, Tony, because not everybody is willing to share their experience as openly as you are. So we really appreciate you tonight. Okay.
Oh, I appreciate
Did you learn
being here? It's awesome.
Good. Did you learn any techniques to incorporate into your own intimate setting? So, like, things that you would take home, either to try on someone else or try on your significant other, or assert yourself with, you know, your next partner with what you might expect in terms of touch or setting the mood and things like that?
I think it wasn't what happened that is the motivation. It's the possibility of what could happen.
Okay.
And that's what's more tantalizing to me. And so I've taken a little bit of soul searching, you could say, and discovering what is that next level. Because it's like, you know, you do, as an adult, you know, you have sex and you do all these things and is a little bit of exploration, but it ends at a certain point for some people, a lot of people, because of work and family and things like that. So, you know, you kind of forget about that sexy side, that side that says, yes, I can do this. I can do some bench presses on somebody. Let's do this. It showed me, like, yeah, I remember that person. That, and that's what it taught me. It taught me that there's a nasty person in there, and I like her.
Good. We like her, too. So would you recommend this service to a friend or a stranger?
I already have. Like, everybody. It's like one of the... It's like that best-kept secret that you cannot keep to yourself. Like... You know, before the massage, I was telling all my friends, and I'm like, oh, yeah. And then, but they were all on the fence, too. They were all scared, like, oh, you know, I don't even want to go on this page. You know, it's taboo. And then after the experience, you know, I spoke to them about it, and they were just like, oh, well, when do I get my debit card out? And I'm like, well, I told you. You know, you should have come on it, you know? But, yeah.
Well, sometimes we do need others to kind of start open the path for us, trailblaze a little bit for us to
for sure.
So good.
I think that what we do is so different that, you know, anybody who experiences a fantasy flight party, fetish training, or an erotic touch massage is now, you know, like, you're the person that's going to be able to explain something new to someone else. Because, you know, if they just come to one of us or see our page, sometimes they're like, maybe it's too good to be true, or maybe it's different than what I'm seeing or receiving or whatever from the information. But, you know, when somebody experiences something, and that becomes mostly when there's the enthusiasm, like, I'm listening to you and I'm reliving it as well. I'm like, it was a beautiful moment, you know, and we already said, you know, you deserve to feel good, you deserve to be relaxed, you deserve to be pleasured, you deserve to be spoiled and taken care of. You know, everybody deserves that. And it's great that you took the initiative to spoil yourself. You know, I think that that's so important, that people take the initiative to take care of themselves, even if it's just having a good time, you know.
Agreed.
So... King, for those friends of Tony's and also our listeners that are like, okay, I definitely want the experience she had. And, you know, it's funny because we still do. We used to call you the experience. That name came up sometime, long, long time ago in either Atlanta or Miami. And the women there described him as the experience. You have to have the experience. So where do women go to book this experience?
You can go directly to jetsettingjasmine.com, and I think it's Sensual Noir. Just click down and you can book me right from there. Or you can contact me, sensualnoir@gmail.com, @KingNoir on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And don't be shy.
Yeah, don't be shy. There's no judging around here. And I have one or two more questions for Tony. Now, why do you think women need this type of service? I mean, we heard from King about, you know, definitely needing to be spoiled and things like that. But from the women that you know and you interact with on a regular basis, what is something that you think that they can get from this experience?
Well, I think that women can, the most important thing is to come out of their routines.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we get, like I said before, we get caught up in our daily routines of taking care of this and that, and to actually break that routine and do something that you actually will like and enjoy, it's worth more than gold. I mean, you want to save for that vacation, you want to go on this long trip, but you just don't have the time. But to take an hour or two or three or four, I mean, it's worth it. You get a mini vacation right there, wherever you are, wherever you want to be. And I think that's like the best thing ever.
That's great. I also hear from some of our clients that it's nice to have have a new way of having intimacy without necessarily having intercourse, without necessarily working towards a relationship, or, you know, having to nurture a new relationship, or without even having to, you know, feel like you're stepping out on the relationship that you're in, but to introduce a new form of intimacy. Would you agree with that?
I would. You know, I definitely would, because, you know, people, especially everyone, I should say, people are so closed in what they do, you know, especially when it comes to sex. You know, they'll do the foreplay, if foreplay even is a part of what they do, and then they'll get right into intercourse. But, you know, the experience, it showed me that, you know, well, it will show many women that there's something more. There's something more pleasurable than just getting down to the nitty-gritty. There's something extra that can take you to new heights, and that's what it's about.
Wonderful. Final question before I leave and allow you guys to say any parting words. We talked a lot about the ladies, obviously, tonight, but is there anything that you think men can learn from King Noir?
Oh, yes, definitely. Oh, men, I mean, maybe it's just my experience, but men are usually less inclined to take the time to explore the entire body, to enjoy the woman, the partner, and as well as themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they could definitely take some tips from King. I mean, you really, really know how to read a woman's body, and that's what it's about. We women like to be touched. We like to be flaunted and feel sexy, mm-hmm. and he accomplished all those things. And any man can learn from that.
So King, are we going to have some tutorials? You going to help us ladies out with educating these men?
Yes, I would love to. You know, anytime that we've done couples workshops or just works with anybody, you know, just helping people better love themselves and make better love to their partners, I can't think of a higher calling in life.
That's great. I think also we are we're also empowering women to have these discussions with their partners, and, you know, partners, whether it's men or women, but to give people permission to explore, giving people instructions on how we want to be touched, and like you said about the routines, giving people permission to break our routines. So it's nice to see that, you know, a few days prior or a week or two prior to your massage, you had a consultation with King. You were able to talk about some of your some of the things that you wanted to incorporate in your massage, some things that you were curious about, and then actually see those things come to fruition and more. So if that kind of communication can happen between you and King, then we really look forward to seeing more work, what we can do with others that are actively engaged in a relationship. So I could not be more pleased with being able to hear your experience. I certainly got my rocks off the body press, the neck, that, and the multiple orgasms. That did it for me.
Yes.
So thank you, Tony.
I'm glad everyone enjoyed this experience.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. See, it's a gift that keeps on giving. And ladies, if not for yourself, but also for a friend that you think can use a little bit of spoiling, and like, you know, we talked about earlier in part one, the massages can be from mild to wild, just like anything that we do. It is customized for the client. So do take a look at King's page on jetfittingjasmine.com, on Facebook, all of the different handles that he provided. And do not cheat yourself anymore. It's time to treat yourself to the King. With that, King, any parting words?
Tony, it was very nice making your acquaintance. Thank you so much. You said some really beautiful words that put a smile on my face and put some weight in some other places tonight. I really appreciate that. And I'm glad that I could put a smile on your face and keep them lips wet for you.
Thank you for having me, King.
Well, good night, everyone. And King, will you take us out for the night?
Absolutely. This is a renaissance for the art of making love. Jet set around the globe with the Mile High Club. Stay sexy, y'all. The ultimate. This a renaissance for the art of making love. Jet setting round the globe with the Mile High Club. Come fly with us, friendly skies above. The ultimate high, and baby, you my drug. So let me explain that making love in the rain will make your whole life change. Said you like it rough, so every spot get touched. Foreplay to roleplay, ropes and handcuffs. So blow a kiss my way, turn up the Sade. Lost in the moment, been in it since Friday. Menage a trois, c'est la vie. On you, on her, and you're both on me. See, treat her like a queen, fuck her like a fool. Treat her like a queen, fuck her like a fool. Treat her like a queen, fuck her like a fool. Treat her like a queen, fuck her like a fool. So let me introduce you to all the positions of the Kama Sutra. I'm a gentleman, open doors and pull out chairs. Behind closed doors, smack ass and pull back hair. Soon as you said king, put that right there. Head you up against the wall, legs up in the air. So darling, move your hips like a lunar eclipse. Honey dip, skin tone, been calling for bliss. Could tell how you want it from the way that you kiss. So I keep a wet smile on all four of your lips. Treat her like a queen, fuck her like a fool. Treat her like a queen, fuck her like a fool. Treat her like a queen, fuck her like a fool. Treat her like a queen, fuck her like a fool. So let me introduce you to all the positions of the Kama Sutra. Girl, you just like me, always stay in the mood. Rest of the world disappear when we get up in our groove. Cocoa butter smooth, then step into all the moves. And your legs look amazing in some high heel shoes. Couldn't choose a favorite body part, it's all the work of art. Shit, you got the Mona Lisa on smash. Said your clothes looking on ya, but they look better off ya. So let's make sure that good shit lasts. Take them all from me. Treat her like a queen, fuck her like a fool. Treat her like a queen, fuck her like a fool. Treat her like a queen, fuck her like a fool. Treat her like a queen, fuck her like a fool. So let me introduce you to all the positions of the Kama Sutra. You know there's 529 positions in the Kama Sutra, right? And why we gotta choose just one? Baptized in your thighs when your body explodes. I'm baptized in your thighs when your body explodes.